Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
The thing about criminals like that, they can sniff out a mark.
Chris Ello.
Grab, I got a 20 here. Can I get five fives, please?
And Matt Scraby.
I'm not a mark!
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. Padres Giants, 6:45 for the start tonight. 5:45, Sam Levitt takes over with the Padre pregame show. Ryan Burgert making his first major league start for the San Diego Padres. Not a moment too soon. Good luck to Berg. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Landon Raup. Roop. It's actually Roop. R-O-O-P is the way they pronounce it on baseball reference. So I've been calling him Raup because it looks like that. R-O-U-P-P, but it's Roop. R-O-O-P pronunciation. Landon Raup will be the opponent.
Before we go any further, mm-hmm. I want to amend something.
Please do.
From the last segment.
Yes.
Lynn Barnes. I just looked now. You are 100% right. Gil Hodges did play for the Mets.
He did get into a couple of games for the Mets.
He played 65 games for the Mets.
All right, Lynn Barnes.
In the first 2 years of the team.
Very good. So okay, and then he took over as manager in 69 and won the World Series. Okay. So the chat is smarter than we are. Well done, guys.
Don't give them any ideas,
yes,
please.
Yes, no, I like when they're productive, and the chat was productive in that last segment. Landon Roop, right-hander out of the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, will start for the Gigantes tonight. 3-4, ERA's okay. 3.54, 56 strikeouts in 56 innings of work. We mentioned that our guy... Ryan Burgert's making his first career start. Landon Roop making his 16th career start. So Landon has him in the experience department, Frank. Lineups are out. Padres do have Gavin Sheets back in there as DH tonight. Tyler Wade will start in left field. Give you the rest of the lineups in case you missed it earlier. But right now, chance for you to maybe go to Las Vegas. We kind of continue with the trivia theme of the last little while. It's time for Chris versus the fans.
You had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Chris versus the fans. Had a good round of it yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Recall.
We didn't get to the tiebreaker, though. Somebody won it. So we'll see who wins it today. Whoever does will be qualified for the chance to win the grand prize. And this is a really long read.
It is.
So I might want to hand it off to you, Frank.
Uh-oh.
Celebrate summer with a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas. It's home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. I imagine that's important to some people.
They're
the highest elevation pool on the Strip.
Who would not want to go in a pool in
an
elevator?
That's way up there, right. You receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. You'll dine poolside, way up there, at one of the five unique pool experiences. And you'll experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at the Awana Spa. My wife would like to be in on that, I know. One of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. You can book your summer stay. Please visit rwlasvegas.com. Resorts World. Give yourself a chance to maybe take your wife for that getaway. By answering three questions, they'll get harder as they go along. If you get it right, you move on. If you get it wrong, I can steal. But if I miss it, then you move on. Or if it's the third question, you could find yourself as the winner of the game. If you're a first time, come on, Frank. Get into the spirit.
I'm sorry. I've got like five other things.
The first
going.
Time player.
Player.
All right. You get the first question for free. Frank is busy preparing the game for
yes,
the rest of
mentally,
it.
Mentally, yes.
I get you. All right, Frank. Let's play ball. Who you want to start
right, let's
with
let's start off with...
You can't go wrong.
Let's
can't
start off wrong. With Dan in Encinitas. How all about right. that? Dan, like you're it. Our number one today.
Hi, Dan.
Maybe. Hold on.
Is he there?
Why
Dan.
Is our... Hold there we go.
All right. Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. Dan in Encinitas. Ben Higgins' hometown. Bet you
nice.
Were dying to know that, Dan.
Don't go... Please don't go stalking around the neighborhood now.
Right. He doesn't go out of the house. You'll never find him.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Frank.
All
Question
right.
Question one for Dan.
Here we
there.
Go. We mentioned it before, if you were listening, who is the starting left fielder for the San Diego Padres this evening?
Oh, my God. We just mentioned it a moment ago.
I think you said Tyler Wade.
I did. Very good, Dan. It's paying attention. Pays off for you.
Yep, exactly.
Well done.
Here we go. Question number two.
All right.
What Padre recorded the win in yesterday's ballgame?
Huh. All right. Who was the winning pitcher
right,
last night?
Robert Suarez.
Ding dong. Two for two. And it was his first victory of the season.
Yes, it was. All right, here
Surprised
we go.
The Padres did not score in the ninth inning to win the game because that would have given the win to Jason Adam, and he always gets those vulture-type victories, but not last night.
All righty, here we go.
Do you even know what I'm talking about? Like a vulture type victory, does that even anybody who picks up a win like that out of the bullpen, the rest of the
yes,
team calls
yes,
him a vulture
yes, yes.
for scooping in.
Yes.
Anyway, go
All right,
ahead.
Here we go.
Neither Frank nor Dan cared about that fact. It's okay.
Yesterday, the Royals called up their top prospect.
Ooh boy.
Who was he?
Yeah, you got to be a good baseball fan to know this one.
I saw it in the paper, and I can't remember the guy's name. It starts with the C.
Starts with a C.
Name, but I don't know. I can't come up with the name.
Does any want to throw any C name out there?
Campiazano.
Campiazano. That would be pretty cool if it was. No.
Unfortunately,
I think
not.
I saw this guy. His name is Caglione or Known. It's very difficult. Jack, J-A-C, Caglione. I don't, if I'm wrong, you can't hold it against me. Sorry about that. He played in the College World Series either last year or 2 years ago. I think he played at Florida, but he was just like this monster. Like 50 home runs, and like nobody wanted to face this guy. So, anyway, he is the guy. And he's in the lineup tonight, apparently, for the Royals.
Yeah,
First start will be tonight.
Dan, sorry, you came
Dan
really,
was in the
really
home.
Close.
Yeah, he came close.
Let's go with Thomas in San Diego. Thomas, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey,
good.
Thomas.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
I am looking him up. Caglione went to the University of Florida, so I remembered correctly. He had some monster World Series. All right, who's up? Thomas.
We're going to stick with the lineup here.
Okay.
Who is going to be tonight's starting catcher for the San Diego
Well,
Padres?
There's two choices, so
you
if
have
you
a
don't
50-50
know,
shot
you should be
at
able
this
to
one.
Get at least take a
I'm
shot.
I'm going to go with Elias Diaz.
It's going with Elias Diaz tonight. Must be Martin Maldonado. Sorry about that.
All right.
For three.
We go now to...
You know who it's not going to be? Luis Camposano. I don't know. They hate him, by the way. I just wanted to mention that.
Let's go with Alex and Del Mar.
And
Alex,
I think he knows they hate him because, like, whenever he plays, he refuses to get a hit. Like, it's just,
hey,
you know, doesn't work. Hi, Alex.
All right, here
Hi.
We go. Question number one.
Alex is good, if I recall.
Let's see. Hold on. I was not entirely prepared for this one because I just thought of it off the top of my noodle.
Excuse me.
Who wears number 66 on the Padre roster right now?
66? Somebody wears that?
Hmm.
It, usually those odd numbers
Not
go
really
to relievers.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you would have to
so
think.
You have to guess one of those guys.
You have to think bullpen, pitcher,
guess a reliever.
That area.
Okay, Estrada. Just guessing.
He said Estrada.
No, unfortunately
I think he used to be
not.
Tanner Scott because he likes
66. It was Tanner Scott.
I don't know this, but I'm guessing a reliever. Brad Gley Rodriguez. Oh, good
Alex
for you.
Lives
Alex,
to
you
fight
along?
Another day.
Yeah, who is it?
It is David Morgan.
Oh, David Morgan, our guest last
yep,
Friday.
Our
oh,
Friday
terrible
guest.
On me. Okay. All right. See I got to keep track of those things.
What happened to paying attention is good, Chris?
Yeah, well, look, the game would never end if I played perfect attention. So, you know, we have to miss now and again.
All right, Alex, here
Good
we go.
Good news for you, Alex. You move on to question two.
Question number two.
All right.
There are currently three quarterbacks on the Cleveland Browns roster right now. Name two of them.
Just two. Very kind of you, Frank. There are three quarterbacks, you say, on the Browns roster.
Yes, there are three quarterbacks currently on the roster.
All right, Alex, give me two.
Shedeur Sanders,
probably one of those.
And Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, are you giving it to me, Frank? No. Frank comes down hard. Where's Deshaun Watson? He's not on the roster?
Deshaun Watson is ineligible to play right now.
He's in La La Land. All right, well, I'll say Shedeur Sanders. The other guy they drafted was Gabriel, I think, from Oregon, so I'll say him.
I need a first name, sir.
Dylan Gabriel. Sorry about that, Alex. I came up with it.
Dylan Gabriel.
Who's the third?
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco.
The third.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Once again, running low on the questions. Let's go to... Scott in San Diego. Scott, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. All right, let's get to question number one. Again, where paying attention helps, because I believe this was a question that we asked last week. How many MVPs has Shohei Ohtani won?
Oh. Yeah. That's bad.
Three.
He's right on it. Didn't even wait around. Very good. Three is correct.
All righty. Question number two.
Yes.
Let's go back to yesterday's game.
Shall we?
Which Giants pitcher took the loss?
Losing pitcher
in
yesterday.
Yesterday's game.
Little hint for you. He's on my fantasy team. I'm tired of him taking losses.
What in the world happened? Oh, Scott, you went on pause there for on hold there. What was? Well, did you hear
you
the
guess,
question?
Scott? Did you get the question?
Yeah, I think his last name was Walker.
That's good enough for me.
All right.
Yeah, last names are good on Jeopardy. They're good on this show as well. Ryan Walker was his name, but he was the loser. Very good.
All right, here
Scott
we go.
Scott stays alive for the win here.
Question.
I believe. Is this for the win?
Yes, this is okay. For the win. Here we go. Now, this is going into yesterday, but I have a feeling it didn't change. Which player currently leads the American League in stolen bases?
Ooh, American League.
Is it maybe the future right left fielder of the Padres? Is it Luis Robert?
Oh, is it? Yay!
It is.
Right.
Congratulations,
good job, Scott. Future left fielder. Be careful what you wish for, Scott. He is still batting 177, but it does sound like it would at least be an acquisition if they do go in that direction.
Look, you can't win them all.
He's stolen 21 bases, which means he's at least been on base 20 times, right? So
look, you can't have everything.
Say that much, yeah.
You can't have everything, but Scott's
got it.
Congratulations.
He's a qualifier for the Las Vegas trip. Well done, sir. All right, let's take a little we'll take a little time out. It's okay. Got more? Gwen and Chris after traffic. Nice job, Scott, and a good round of Chris versus the fans today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Chris is not a local one, but national. Local to Frank. He's not pleased. We'll find out more about it in the Big Five. But Tom Thibodeau fired, head coach of the New York Knicks today. Otherwise, bit of a quiet day in the sports world. Indiana Pacers trying to get to Oklahoma City for the NBA Finals. Did you hear about this, Frank?
No,
Pacers' arrival delayed.
Oh, no.
Because forecasters issued a tornado warning, flood watch, and severe thunderstorms. All the while, the Pacers' charter flight was in the air.
Oh, boy.
Not great. Flight was diverted to Tulsa, refueled, and the team is planning to arrive in OKC later on this evening. I think they're, you know, still going to be able to play game one okay on Thursday of the NBA Finals.
And for someone like me who fills his time, like, I don't know why I chose then of all times, but it was while Braden was flying to Italy.
Okay.
That I decided to have a Mayday Air Disasters Marathon.
Wait, what?
So,
what does that mean?
There was this show called Mayday Air Disasters, which goes through like old files.
Sounds like a Scraby show to me.
Yeah, and it goes through old files, and it like breaks down airplane crashes and why they happen and stuff
nice,
like that.
Frank, you're a morbid human being.
Yeah, I don't know why I chose while Braden was in the air.
Oh, do you think there's a
Atlantic Ocean?
Do you think there's a connection?
That?
Is that why you're bringing this up? That you waited for Braden to be airborne before you decided to check on flights?
I'm not wishing that on my guy. Trust me, I miss him a lot. But it was weird that was the day I decided to go on a full-on marathon. Yeah.
Well,
so
far be it for me to ever tell you I'm going in a flight.
But
you know what? You know when I do go on a flight.
The point of that. The point of that was
what?
It is dangerous. They did the right thing. Don't mess around flying in storms because there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't necessarily know about.
One thing that I have never, and one thing I've never experienced, although shouldn't be too shocking to people from Southern California as I am, I've never seen, heard, nor been anywhere near a tornado. Not necessarily on my bucket list either. I'm not one of those. You know, what do they call those guys who run right, twister people who run right into the middle of it and shoot footage of cows flying around? Not important to me.
Yeah, no,
if I never see or am close to a tornado, that'll be fine.
We might have seen one on our very first drive out here when we were moving out here, but it was a ways away, though.
Okay. Anyway, Pacers, Thunder, game one. I don't even know why they're playing, honestly. Thunder are the biggest favorites in NBA Finals history. Like, I get why they're favored. Don't, you know, I'm not completely blind to it. I don't get why they are astronomical favorites. Has anybody watched the Pacers play? They've got like eight guys that are playing tip-top basketball right now.
They are playing because Wright State beat Vanderbilt. They're playing because App State beat Michigan. Anything can happen.
Yes, but again, I'm going to say the same thing. You're not making fair comparisons. App State beating Michigan was a ridiculous shock in football back in the day. Wright State beating Vanderbilt, number one in baseball, was a big shock.
It's the anything can any yes, given I know Sunday. That's happen, why you this, play the game.
But Indiana
that's why.
Shouldn't be that big of an underdog. You're missing
my
point.
I'm not suggesting they're that big of an underdog. I'm saying that's why you play the games.
Well, I understand.
Because anything can happen.
Right, but this notion that Oklahoma City is the next greatest team in the history of the NBA, I think is a little much. It's a little much. Phillies had to settle for a sixth spot in the top of the first at Toronto tonight. Bryce Harper returns to the lineup. Home run. First at bat.
Oh, goody.
I know. That makes sense. You're not a Bryce Harper. Well, because you can't. Look, Frank, you can't. I mean, what do you want me to do? There's players in baseball who don't play for the Mets. I have to bring them up from time to time.
If you would have said that about Bobby Witt, I'd have been like, that's good for him.
Well, look, Harper, it's newsworthy that he homered in his first at bat.
Good for him. I'm sure his family's proud.
The peanut gallery becoming tougher and tougher to please out there. Ketel Marte has homered 1-0 Arizona against
for him.
Spencer Strider. Is that okay with you?
See, that was completely not sarcastic.
Eventually,
Arizona
could be in contention with the Mets for a wild card spot. You may want to start rooting against them. another score to mention because we did yesterday. The Marlins don't want to lose the Rockies again. 2-0 Miami.
Oh, no.
In the bottom of the third inning of that one. Was there something else? Oh, Paul Skeens is pitching, and so far so good for him. Pirates.
What was the over-under? 6.5 strikeouts we had?
Yeah, no score. He's only got one strikeout.
What
so
a loser.
Far. Through three innings.
DFA him.
Or trade him.
He's
because
washed.
If all you have to do is read any of the rumor mills and like the Pirates are preparing to trade him. The Pirates are not going to do something smart like trade Paul Skeens. They're going to hang on to him until they can't afford to re-sign him, and they're going to lose him and get nothing. That's what the Pirates will do. That is why they're so bad.
Livy Dunn's already in A.J. Preller's ear.
Leave Livy out of it. She has nothing to do with it.
I just saw down on the board, Scott. I'll get to you during the break. I'm sorry, man.
Oh yeah, Scott won the trivia like a half an hour ago. It's okay, Scott. Frank's. This isn't the first time. Scraby does this often. So yes, be apprised out there. If you win Chris versus the Fans, you may have to wait on hold for like a week and a half to turn in your.
You might have to chill out for a second
to turn in your. Turn in your information.
I'm sorry, man.
One last NBA note. The Phoenix Suns, who I think are owned by the worst owner in the NBA, and he doesn't want to admit it, but Matt Ishbia, he's a grandstander who thinks he's God's gift to ownership. First of all, he's also the majority owner of the White Sox, so that ought to tell you enough about this guy. They fired their coach Mike Budenholzer in April. Of course, the Suns, at least didn't make the playoffs. So that's a fair reason. Although Budenholzer, Craig Elston look-alike, is formerly a coach of the year. Anyway, the Suns are down apparently to their last couple. Cleveland Cavaliers associate coach Johnny Bryant and Phoenix assistant Jordan Ott are the two finalists. I say that because I'm assuming there's a Suns fan out there somewhere who is ecstatic for this news,
And I'll bring it up.
There it is.
I'll bring it
Never
up.
Never heard of either guy. So that's your new guy in Phoenix, one of those two guys.
I'll bring it up in the Big Five as well, but there's trade rumors surrounding the Phoenix Suns right now, and they involve the New York Knicks as well. So I'll bring that up in the Big
Yes,
Five.
We have to talk more about Thibodeau. And we will. Thibodeau fired today by the Knicks. Frank is a New Yorker.
Not a happy one either.
Be apprised that he will probably have some thoughts about the firing of Tom Thibodeau. And they'll probably be rather heated thoughts.
That's the only way we know how to do it.
Yes, you're in New York. We'll show, I believe, in this particular rant next on 97.3 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gwynn and Chris. 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. Frank Marchese alongside here. Odyssey Palace Studios. How is it that my camera, it's twisted every commercial break?
Because it's a motion sensing camera.
Okay, well, it follows me out, but when I come back, it doesn't follow me back.
Because it's lost the motion.
Don't make excuses for this technology that ought to work better.
Stop making sense.
Yes.
Stop bringing logic into illogical arguments.
I apologize. Tony did it to me earlier. I'm doing it to you. The people covering the NBA are trying to do it for you Knicks fans, like trying to make sense of this firing of Tom Thibodeau.
There is no sense to be made.
No, it's just stupid.
James Dolan's an idiot. That's...
Yeah, I'm right with you. I wonder what the reaction is in New York City where they, you know, overreact to, you know, Carl Anthony Towns missing a defensive assignment, and now he's the worst defensive player in the history of the league. I don't know if you noticed that.
Of course he is.
Jalen Brunson isn't much better, according to Knick people, either. Funny how both of them were good enough when the Knicks were beating the Celtics, right? You know, they were fine. But when they lose to the Pacers, now they can't, you know, guard anybody.
Let me ask you a question. What have you done for me lately?
You're right. You're a Knicks fan. So that's what you – so you should be behind the decision to fire Tom Thibodeau then.
No.
If you're going to ask me what you've done for me lately, he lost 4 out of 6 games to the Pacers and was sent home.
Because unlike most
despite having home court advantage.
unlike most sports fans, I have this thing in between my ears called and brain.
A brain, you like think things through.
Yeah.
You know? I love the Knicks statement today when they fired him. And we'll get into, like I said, we're going to get into more of this and Frank's real thoughts during the Big Five coming up shortly. But the Knicks statement today, quote, "Our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans." I assume.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong. I assume they've been actually singularly focused on that now for the last 52 years. Or are they just now becoming singularly focused on winning a championship? Because they say it as if this is some special thing. Like, we're singularly focused on winning. I got to believe the Lakers organization would say something similar. Even the what are they? The Bobcats or the Charlotte? Yeah.
The Hornets.
Anyway, again. Yeah, whoever the worst team is in the league, I'm sure they're singularly focused on winning a championship for their fans. They're not doing it. I'm sure they're trying, and the Knicks have been trying this since 1973.
Really quick, before we get to traffic, because we're going to be pushing for time here. You know, let's just go traffic. I forgot what I was going to say.
Traffic and then more on this Thibodeau and the Big Five with Tony.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing!
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Time for the Big Five. And with that, we turn it over to our new Big Five guy, Big Frank.
Yes, we do. So here we go.
Number five.
First off, I am not happy as this news came down about it around noon. The New York Knicks have fired head coach Tom Thibodeau, the team announced today. Thibodeau helped the Knicks their first Eastern Conference final in 25 years, made the playoffs in 4 of his 5 years with the team, and led them to consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 1990s. In a statement made by team president Leon Rose, he said, quote, "Our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans. This pursuit led us to a decision to inform Tom Thibodeau that we've decided to move in another direction. We can't thank Tom enough for pouring his heart and soul into each and every day of being a New York, being the New York Knicks head
coach." Can I interpret that for you, Frank?
Go ahead.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Yeah. Tony, was this the right decision for the New York Knicks to make?
I do not think so. I think this has potential to blow up in a very New York Knicks fashion way. Mm. This is, the whole conversation around all of it is quite crazy to me. And this is around even Carl Anthony Towns, right? I mean, Tom Thibodeau last year with basically Brunson and Hart found a way to make some noise in the playoffs.
Got to the Final Four last year in the East.
They got to the Final Four in the East. Fast forward to this year, they go out, they make a deal, and I'm sure Tom Thibodeau had a hand in it because he coached Carl Anthony Towns in Minnesota. So they bring him in, and now they get to a conference final. They are knocking on the door for a championship. And you fire him at the end of the season? This doesn't make any sense at all. All of the complaining about too many minutes, this or that, looked like he did pretty good getting them pretty far. There was only one Eastern Conference team better. And listen, you can make an argument. Maybe he had a better bench. He'd use him a little bit more. I think this could really blow up in a way that only a Knicks fan could appreciate.
Yes, Frank. You know what's going to happen. Yes. Frank knows what's going to happen here. Tony, I agree with you 100%, and I'm so tired of coaches being successful and then being let go. But I want to start there, but I do want to mention a couple of things that might make you feel better, Frank.
Oh, no.
First, I'm going to say that Tom Thibodeau looks like a guy that would wear on you pretty quick. And I don't know, maybe in practice he's just the world's most pleasant guy. But he certainly doesn't look like he is. So I can understand that that could be a little part of this. Maybe I have something to do with it. But I still wouldn't have fired him because I think he's a really good coach. And I thought he was with the Bulls, and I think he is with the Knicks. The one thing I'll say, Frank, when the Chicago Bulls were getting ready to try to win their first championship, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they immediately fired Doug Collins. And they hired some guy named Phil Jackson, who at the time nobody had ever heard of, other than the fact he was a former beatnik forward for the Knickerbockers. And that turned out the thing that put him over the top. So maybe they know something we don't. But from a long way away, this looks like a really bad move, and I think it's going to set the Knicks back.
I'm going to push back because that story, although really cool and significant, isn't the only story of its kind, right? Coaches, teams get to the playoffs and have fired their coaches. Very rarely has that turned into six titles thereafter.
No, you're right.
It's literally probably the only story in basketball.
Right.
And so, take that for what it's worth, but yes, they very well could hire the next Phil Jackson, but it's more likely that they're hiring whoever the next coach is that they always hire that doesn't end up getting them to that point. So we'll see.
This is an absolutely awful decision by the New York Knicks. And Chris, you would know, what is the one thing that people always complain about with Thibodeau? Overuses starters.
Well, that's on
uses the bench.
Yeah, but that's on the organization to get him a better bench. Who would you have brought in?
That's exactly.
Did you want to see more of Shamet or whatever that guy,
This was not.
I don't know who they had on their bench.
This was not a load management issue that the Knicks had against the Pacers. This was that the Pacers are a better, more talented team.
And they're deeper.
From top to bottom. This had nothing to do with management. This had nothing to do with too many minutes. It had everything to do with the fact that you blew a 12-point lead in game one at home in 40 seconds, with 40 seconds left. It had everything to do with the fact that the Knicks just, their three stars disappeared in this series. Jalen Brunson had one good game. Karl Anthony Towns is now rumored to be getting shipped to Phoenix for Kevin Durant. Bridges was invisible all series. Ananobi wasn't great. This had nothing to do with Tom Thibodeau's failures. This had everything to do with the Knicks and the team that they built for him to coach. That is why they lost.
It's a good thing we didn't ask Frank what his opinion was, Tony.
You were getting it either way on this one. That one, you were getting it either way.
All right. I appreciated it.
Arizona Diamondbacks ace Corbin Burnes has been placed on the 15-day IL with right elbow inflammation 2 days after leaving start early against the Washington Nationals. Arizona led 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning when Burnes allowed a single to C.J. Abrams with two outs. The right-hander then gestured towards the dugout with his glove and yelled in frustration. I believe the lip reading on that was also, "My elbow's gone, it's done."
It was blinking gone.
Yeah,
probably.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Burnes allowed a run on four hits in 4 2/3 innings with a walk and six strikeouts. He is 3-2 with a 2.66 ERA in 11 starts this season. Chris, how big of a loss is this for the Arizona Diamondbacks rotation?
Considering Zach Gallen is pitching terrible, it's a really big loss because those are the two guys that were going to really carry the Diamondbacks back to the World Series. You have to rely on your aces, and Arizona had two of them, and most teams have zero. But guess what? Now Arizona has zero because Gallen has been as hittable as any pitcher in the league, and I believe this is going to be a lengthy injury for Corbin Burnes. I just have that feeling. When something's not right and you don't know what it is, those linger for a long while. And I will just say this last thing to all of the teams out there who want to spend millions of dollars on free agent pitchers, buyer beware. What the Padres did to get Nick Pivetta, beautiful. when a lot of these other teams, other than the Yankees getting Max Fried, most of them are kicking themselves. And this is another example.
Real quick, before we move on, I just want to point out, the Padres do have two free agent pitchers coming up, so I hope you're going to be okay.
You want us to sign? Well, we can re-sign. That's different, Tony. Re-signing's okay.
Re-signing's
yes. Once they're in the fold, it's okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think?
Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, it's my turn. I mean, what's the original question, first of all?
How big of a loss?
Yeah, how big of a loss is this for Arizona?
Huge loss. Huge loss, obviously. I mean, that was one of their that was their biggest acquisition over the offseason. Clearly because they felt like they needed some help in that spot in the division in which they play. So now, although they had a good staff before, they're right back to where they were last year, which ended up not being enough. So, this is a big loss. This is a big loss. Hopefully, you get him back. This is the time of year where we've been talking about, right? Where you find out what your team has and what they need. It's hard to evaluate that if you're not at full strength. And more importantly, the wins are important so that you can stay where you need to stay to be able to, warrant making a move. It come deadline time. So, yeah, this is a big loss for them, man. And they already are kind of teetering, it seems like, as it is in this division. And
they're four games under 500 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And now this happens.
Yeah. So this is a big loss.
Absolutely.
Boo-hoo, Arizona. Sorry.
Oh, no. One of your pitchers got hurt. Yeah.
Number three.
All right. If you plan to attend the Masters next year, you're going to need a little bit of extra money. Tournament day ticket prices for the 2026 Masters at Augusta National will increase from $140 to $160.
Yeah.
The hike comes after Augusta National reportedly cracked down on the secondary market for tickets this past April in Augusta, Georgia. Hundreds of attendees were reportedly questioned about the origin of their ticket, and many had their passes canceled. Per the organization's website, Augusta National Inc. is the only authorized source/seller of Masters tickets. The resale of any Masters tickets is strictly prohibited. Tony, is this just a sign of the Masters trying to be special by staying behind the times?
I have questions. Why does raising the price help with that?
Yeah, what's it going to matter?
Exactly. It hurts it, actually.
Yeah.
So you're going to raise the price because it costs you money to make sure no one else is resale. I'm trying to figure out what the cause of the price raise is. I mean, I get that they were upset that people were reselling their tickets, but that doesn't mean that you need to now raise your prices for that.
My only guess would be that psychologically I paid more for these. I'm not going to give them up if I don't absolutely
have to. $20 more is not going to change anything.
I agree.
Especially when you got to figure that people are paying $250, $300 to buy those tickets from people who have them.
Right.
So $160 is just going to put a little, dent in the profit.
Right.
And I don't see how the Masters can control this. I know everybody wants
to be
in control of everything, but once you buy a ticket, I don't get how you can find it. How do you know?
That's crazy.
If I sell it to you, Frank, you're still getting in on my ticket.
Yeah.
Unless are they going to start checking IDs at the gate your ID has to match up with the ticket? Maybe that's the only thing they'll be able to do, but the $20 price hike.
So this is, by the way, this was a very good Scraby question right here. The TMZ-ness of it when you say, is this another case of the Masters trying to be special? I guess the answer is yes. I guess it is another case of them trying to be special.
I personally don't care how much the tickets are because I would never pay $140 to go see golf. Certainly not going to pay $160. But if I do get in on a freebie one day, I will be happy that the egg salad sandwiches are still only $2.50.
Right.
That's it.
All right. Well, let's move.
Number two. number two.
Last one, really quick, because we're coming up against the break here.
Wait, this is number two.
I know this. We don't have any more time left.
Two is going to be the top one today.
One of the most shocking retirements in NFL history came in July of 1999 when Barry Sanders stunned the league by announcing that he was done playing football after a 10-year career with the Lions. During an interview with Chris Long on the latest edition of the Greenlight podcast, 28-year-old Saquon Barkley was asked if he would be a guy who ends up retiring early or if he would play until the wheels fell off. Eagles running back then proceeded to give a pretty surprising answer. Barkley said that he might consider retirement, Chris, as soon as next year.
Okay.
I'll probably be one of those guys that'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years from now or 4 years from now, and be like, yeah, it's over. Do you see more NFL players, especially running backs at high impact positions, possibly doing this as the years go on?
A couple of things on this. First of all, I would like a dollar from every media pundit in 1999, who said Barry Sanders will never stay retired. Yeah, I wish I had it, because everyone was sure that he wouldn't be able to stay retired, and Barry tricked them all. Secondly, with the money these guys are making, I'm surprised any of them choose to play beyond 3 or 4 years unless they really love the game. And I'm sure that many of them do, and they don't really, you know, want to set on life after football. When you're taking the kind of physical punishment that these guys take, I mean, take your bag and go home. It's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It really isn't, and I expected to see it more. And I thought we would see it earlier than this.
Tony?
Yeah, this is... I don't know that this is a new trend. I think this has already been happening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.